25 minutes to 9 o'clock. You're listening to me, Lester Kivett, on tonight. Now, when flying eventually returns to South Africa, it's probably going to be around the end of the year, it's going to look a little different. And there will be new fees, more costs. It will be more expensive. Airlines are figuring out how to deep clean and sanitize their planes and will be checking temperatures as people get on board. And you may be able to pay to have empty seats around you. Business Insider's freelance writer and contributor to our show, Andrew Thompson, joins me now for a little more on what we can expect in air travel in the future. How are you doing, Andrew? Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. I'm doing well. I hope you are as well.
I'm doing fine, thank you. Are you planning on traveling already?
No. And after researching this article, I think the last thing I'm going to want to do is go through the rigmarole of getting on a plane. So I'll be servicing my car before I consider taking a flight.
Look, I've done this before. I've yet our office. If more than two people are getting into the lift to go downstairs, I'm like, no, I'll catch the next one. So why would I want to be in an enclosed capsule with about 300 other people? Now, most airlines will unfortunately not be able to survive this pandemic. Comair has already applied for business rescue. That means we could see a whole new market, a whole new group of players, or maybe even less players in the airline market when air flights eventually reopen.
Yeah, I mean, my sort of look into the world of the business of flying pre, mid, and post COVID started with looking at when Comair filed for business rescue, and they they were one of the biggest and most successful low cost airlines in the country, and so then we started doing a few sort of thought experiments about if we took all of their seats out of circulation, where are the next seats going to come from? And basically, that leaves essentially FlySafair is the only sort of truly independent, sustainable low cost airline. And I was staggered to find out that 16,000 people fly between Joburg and Cape Town every day. The experiment was a little bit loose because we'd have to assume that the numbers were the same. But even with that, if FlySafair put every flight on that Cape Town Joburg route, they wouldn't be able to cater for the people. So, yeah, the airspace is going to be drastically changed for a couple of months afterwards. Maybe there'll be new players. Maybe some of the old guys will survive this. But it seems like a lot of uncertainties at the moment.
What many people don't realize is that the route between Cape Town and Johannesburg is actually one of the most concentrated in the world, in that so many flights go between our two cities here in South Africa that it is quite noted to be one of the busiest around flight routes in the world. And if a entire airline goes out of circulation, that could mean that there'll be less seats, and because of the economics of cost and of price and demand, that the prices of those flights could go up, you know, from what you could get a flight for probably on the cheaper side, 600, 700 if you're very, very lucky. It's going to go much more expensive after this.
Yeah, so that's the one possibility. The Durban Joburg route is still 12,000 people a day. So if all of those seats are gone and they have to suddenly scramble and the supply demand shifts, then the price will go up. But what is quite interesting is that everyone seems to at the moment think, from South African Tourism to the airlines that I spoke to, they seem to think that the prices will initially drop because, like we said at the beginning, we'll be pretty apprehensive to get on planes. So people seem to predict that the initial hit in terms of public safety and concerns around it will actually result in fairly cheap tickets, with the exception of if they're in talks, government is considering it as forced social distancing on planes, which would then mean at least a 33% increase on existing seats. So, nobody really knows, like so much around COVID at the moment. Nobody really has a finite answer.
Now, one of the reasons why the flights could be so cheap in this pre-COVID era is that flights could have and airlines could have a quick turnaround time. We take passengers off and we put passengers back on. I've spoken to some flight attendants. They could probably do between something like 4 or 5 trips between Cape Town and Johannesburg a day, and they're quite knackered. But that means that the seats, the airline, the plane isn't necessarily that clean. I've sat in seats where there's a little bit of grime, you know, in between the seams, and you can feel a little bit, you know, there's a little bit oiliness from the person's sandwich that was on the seat, you know, before you got on. That's going to have to be seen to. People are going to be wanting to get onto planes knowing that it is clean and it is sanitized, and it's going to be a difficult challenge for airlines to try and get cleaning in, cleanup teams in airplanes as quickly as possible to load the next bunch of people.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think the funniest thing around it is one of the low cost carriers would always say, you know, you're ready to disembark, and if you wouldn't mind helping us by putting the seat belt back on the seat neatly. And I think the days of sort of a self cleaning, you know, just by putting the seat belt back on the seat neatly is gone. Mm-hmm. To the point that they actually, I spoke to Fly Safair about their policies. They're yanking out all the in-flight magazines as well, because those are, I don't know if you've ever paged through them, apart from the relatively soft journalism in there, they're always a bit dog-eared and a bit tattered, and someone's always done the crossword in the back, and those have all been cancelled as well, because it's just all those points of high contact, the grime between the seats. So that's all going to definitely affect the turnaround time. But what a lot of them are employing are these fairly sort of high-tech sanitization processes. So during the day, they're going to be doing, during the turnaround, they're just going to be fogging it, apparently, with sanitizers. But at night, they're going to be doing some high-tech electrostatic cleaning that gets in the little cracks and removes all the grime that you mentioned, or at least if it doesn't remove it, removes the COVID that's attached to it.
And that's all going to come at a cost, and that cost is going to be transferred to the passengers, the paying public. Understand that some airlines are looking to introduce a COVID-19 fee or COVID-19 tax on the passengers.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of to be expected. With a lot of the, basically they're going to take a hit not only on the tickets, but a lot of them are also cancelling in-flight snacks. And I mean, there's stories of the airline industry that, you know, most of the profits made on the muffin and the coffee that you buy rather than the ticket that you bought. So they, as desperate as they are to get back into the air, they're going to have to make back some of that money somehow. So I think a COVID fee or a sort of a cleaning fee is likely. And Fly Safair, who I spoke to, are going to be charging 20 Rand, which I actually think is quite reasonable. And for that, they say that it includes a temperature screening, all the hand sanitizers, they give you a face mask, and all the sort of the aircraft sanitization processes. So $20, but I imagine, in terms of a tax type fee, those are going to range across the ambit and probably increase as those costs become more real.
So it actually means a far more, flights are generally sterile or at least clean looking environments, but it's going to be far more quiet, less interaction, less people and more safety precautions, as you say, including masks that will be handed out.
Yeah, it seems like a bizarre world that basically from the moment you get into the airport, there's quite a lot of sort of talk around how that boarding process is going to work, but a lot of it's going to be, I think, by text message or automatic push notifications to say it's time to board, rather than to have everyone queue up in a long line. But everyone's going to be wearing masks. Everyone's temperature is going to be checked. Everyone's going to have to sanitize their hands. And basically from the moment you step into the plane, a lot of the people I spoke to said that plane is almost like an operating theater in terms of its cleanliness. That's the idea. And the only contamination comes from the people walking on. So hence the masks and the sanitizer. So I think it's going to be quite a bizarre experience to be sitting on a plane with a couple of hundred people all wearing masks, very little talking. I imagine the air hostesses and the stewards won't be walking up and down and sort of making polite small talk. It'll be essential conversation only and very little interaction or physical contact in terms of handing over IDs or passports or buying snacks from the trays. I think it'll be an even more sort of alien foreign experience than it already is.
And as a journalist, if I was your news editor and I said, take the first flight that reopens after lockdown and get on a flight from Cape Town to Johannesburg, would you take that? Would you take that assignment?
It depends how much you're paying me, Lester. But if you can increase my rates a little bit and add some danger pay, then I'd be game for it. But at the moment, you're speaking to someone who's left his house about three times in the last 2 months. So I'd err on the side of caution. But the guys that I spoke to are adamant, and obviously you've got to take their opinions with a slight pinch of salt because they're in the industry and they want to get people back and flying. But I think by and large the practices are not going to be that different to any other kind of social gathering, and in many ways I think these places of sort of high attention are actually going to probably be cleaner. So I think we all have I certainly had concerns about going to a doctor's rooms for unrelated issues, just a checkup or something, and the doctor's rooms are now saying actually our doctor's rooms are probably cleaner than the supermarkets. Because people are so concerned. And I think I would take it if it was part of checking it out. And I think the air filtration systems and the sanitization and the general concerns are so high that the airlines don't, the last thing an airline wants is for someone to contract COVID on a flight, because it'll be instant bad publicity. So long way to answer your story, but if you make me an offer, I'll consider it.
Andrew Thompson, look forward to speaking to you next week. He is a writer for Business Insider, bringing us this week's edition of Business Unboring.